We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Instigators, presented by Dent Concussion Center.
Go ahead, Petey.
I don't know what to say. I have no idea what to say and how to start this show. This has nothing to do with the wives in Ottawa.
No. I got hit in
Marty,
the head.
Zoom in on Marty's forehead, please, guys. Zoom in. We got a bleeder. That's not a pop pimple on his forehead, ladies and gentlemen. That is...
I have never seen anything like this. What did you try to do? Literally split your head open, cracking his head in the corner of the desk. What were you doing? Trying to bend over to pick something up?
So you guys have a little table between Andrew and you, Revs. There's a little table to put your water bottles on, your coffee and all that. I don't have that luxury. So I stashed mine underneath the desk.
Luxury?
So
These are paint buckets.
I know, it's paint buckets, but still, it's a luxury here. So I went to put the water bottle underneath, and I didn't realize that the corner of the desk was right here. And it didn't even hurt. It felt like a needle went through my forehead. I felt there was a hole in my forehead right away
after
it happened. There
is. You might need a stitch. I am not kidding you. You're bleeding right now. It looks amazing.
Well, I want to feel tough. This is the Instigators. You guys have gotten to fights. I got beat up in my only fight, so I figured
I want to be an instigator. I don't think you got beat up in that scrap.
Well, let's just put it this way. If we went to the count, I wouldn't have won. But, yeah, I got... A little bit of blood coming down the forehead.
Dab it up there.
Okay, that's
you're on
dab,
TV
dab,
here.
Dab, dab.
It looks like you shaved. It looks like you shaved your forehead and nicked it.
Ribs is going to send me to an emergency room, and
you were crying so hard you were literally in tears. Or you were laughing so hard you were literally in tears. Instigators, Andrew, Craig, and Marty's here on Wednesday. Because he's off.
I am not coming back on Wednesday.
Not here on Tuesday, and he came in Monday and Wednesday. This is a bad week for you. We're live on WGR 550 and MSG. What?
You know what? I was thinking about this. So I pointed out the fact that Rivs is text messaging the group, and you guys are like, no. The text message stays where the text message, we can't bring it on the show. Mm-hmm. And then I'm driving home Monday, and I'm like, this is complete baloney. When you had Rivs on FaceTime while Rivs was taking a bath, you took a screenshot of it and then put it on Twitter.
Yeah, but he knew I was going to do it.
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't. So you basically broke the code first, and you're the leader of our show, so that's the way it works.
What? And then you think I would have said, oh, absolutely, I got my legs dangling out of the tub. You think I'm going to say, oh, yeah, go ahead, put that on Twitter?
Well, no one saw your legs. Yeah, they just saw your face.
But still. So anyway, the point was is that you...
It you actually sparked a really fun segment called Tub Talk.
Yeah, but you started this... this practice of whatever's on a text message goes on a text message. So yesterday, I'm
what
home
happens on the text
late
message
afternoon,
stays on the text message.
And I see this article on CTV.ca or whatever about Erik Karlsson's wife taking an order of protection against Mike Hoffman's fiance in Ottawa and the year from hell that has been in Ottawa, right? So, So I take a screen grab and I text it to you guys. And the first response was, old news, Marty. That's from Revs. Then Petey chimes in, yeah, the Beatles broke up. And then there was Evander Kane signed a 7-year extension.
Rev goes, hey, did you hear Gretzky was traded for Volpe? And I said, I'm hearing Evander Kane to San Jose.
You know what I did?
You're late to the party, Marty.
So we have a group conversation, Revs, Petey, me, and JJ, our producer. And I'm like, that's it. I'm like, I just sent you an article about how this girl was being cyber bullied, and I feel like I'm being bullied on the text message. So I left the conversation, right? Mm-hmm. Thinking I'm going to be.
Did you really? Yeah. I didn't even notice.
Yeah, at the bottom, it says, you know, whatever, you have me as your contact. Like, Marty has left the conversation June 12th at 4:32 or whatever. Well, I thought I could jump back into the conversation pretty easily by just clicking a button, right? Mm-hmm. Can't. I've left the conversation. I've left it for good. Unless you guys add me back in. Petey's taking a picture of my forehead.
Dan Dunleavy requested it.
It's jagged.
Yeah, it's in there good.
You hit.
Do you have a piece of the desk in your forehead?
You hit the corner of the desk, Marty, and it punctured your head. I can actually see where the desk.
I feel like, you know where robbery is during
the
game?
It's starting to swell up, too. Oh, yeah. You need an ice cube or something.
You know where robbery is between the benches?
Yep.
Like, you've seen Pierre McGuire taking a stick to the head.
Yep.
John Giannone with the New York Rangers took a shot in the face one time, and he was bleeding. I feel like I'm that guy between the benches that just took a stick and is got a little nick on the forehead right here.
Well, no, that would have been somebody else's accident. This is your own.
Do we talk workers' comp here, like liability?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think there's the only you're the safety hazard.
I'm the liability.
You are your own safety hazard. Marty Biron, Andrew Peters, and Craig Rivet here on the Instigators.
Back in the days, I'd be going to get a stitch.
Do you
so
feel
I could
woozy?
File for. No, I'm good.
So you're not concussed or
I'm
anything?
I'm not concussed. Okay. I have. We can.
Are you just trying to play through it because you're tough?
Should
or
I go
like
to
what?
the quiet room, get evaluated?
Yeah,
do we have a concussion spotter?
They might
spotter?
Have to take you in the back room for sure.
Oh, that could mean many different things, by the way.
There you
so.
Go.
Yes.
You guys all right?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. What are we talking about? Well, you know what we're talking about. This situation in Ottawa is. You know what? I'm gonna quote Bob McKenzie's tweet yesterday. It was perfect, and you know, he said. If it's true, it's horrendous. If it's not true, it's horrendous. I mean, either way you look at this, whether if the facts come out that it's real, this is absolutely disgusting, okay?
Well,
and if
for
the facts
people
come out
that
don't
know, you should tell them what's going on.
So what happened is Eric Carlson's wife filed
Melinda,
an order
right?
of, yeah, Melinda Curry, ordered a file, ordered a, filed for an order of protection against Mike Hoffman's fiance.
Yeah.
And apparently she was cyberbullying her and making comments about, you know, her baby, wanting her.
The allegations are that she, and the unfortunate happening with this is that the Carlsons were expecting a little girl, I believe it was, and the baby was stillborn. So, you know, Carlson missed a couple of days. They had some complications. Stillborn, but the allegations brought forth by the Carlsons against Mike Hoffman's fiance is that thousands, not like two, three times,
yeah.
thousands
Over
of
thousand.
Social media comments
and these are from
about
burner accounts and paid hacked accounts
from, yeah, a bunch of different things. And we know with the Philadelphia 76ers incident that people have burner accounts now to go on and criticize whatever, but was wishing their baby would die, that she, Melinda, would die, that Carlson would get her season-ending injury so he could leave.
Baby didn't stand a chance with the pain pills that she was taking. That's what these tweets were saying.
And comments on social media, Instagram, whatever.
Yep.
It is a very, very troubling accusation and situation that this could be true, could be not true. We don't know. Obviously, for the
well,
law
Hoffman,
to give
Hoffman
an order of protection.
Out. Hoffman came out and said, and I read it yesterday, twice or three times in the same article, 150%, 50% more than humanly possible.
Yeah.
150% not his girlfriend or fiance.
Apparently, there was an incident. Carlson and Hoffman got into a verbal argument in the parking lot at the end of the season over this issue. The Ottawa Senators knew of this
since
in March.
April.
Yes. Well, March, like towards before the season ended, they knew of this.
Yep.
And now it's just coming out. You know, I read a tweet from the Hamburglar, Hammond, his wife.
Yep.
That said, this is terrible because Erik Karlsson's wife is a very private person. She probably wanted to keep this private. And the fact that it's got to the point where it's in the public is showing how troubling this has all been for them. And this is from a wife that has been with the organization for the last 2.5 seasons that has seen this developing. It probably didn't just happen.
When you apply or, you know, put in for harassment charges.
Yeah, an order of protection.
Is that private? You know, is that private or
no,
is that
public?
That's a
court filing. That's a court filing. That is going to be, and that's why, like, I would think that over the last few months, things have been trying to be set, like, figured out privately by having people talk about it.
She files it under her name and she files it against, so it's not like you're seeing Karlsson Hoffman come up.
No, but anybody in
the reports. But it was filed, what, May 4th or May?
Yeah,
something
but
like
the fact that it's been filed or has been granted an order of protection, there's also two different things there, you know, because once you file, it probably gets into court filing. But once it's put out there, then it becomes public knowledge that, you know, so-and-so got an order of protection against, you know, Jane Doe. And then you're, you know, this has become public. But listen, I've been on teams where girls did not like each other. I've been on teams where players did not like each other. It is a common fact of life that's going to happen in the National Hockey League. I've never seen it go to escalate that far. But when it comes to social media, chat rooms, website, I mean, there was, and I know of a situation where a girlfriend was worried that her husband, that her boyfriend was going on the road and was partying and possibly cheating on her. So what she did is she went to these chat rooms. Like, let's see, we were playing in Washington. She would go in the Washington chat rooms about, you know, players or whatever, and would say, "Hey, anybody else? Anybody knows Andrew Peters?" You know, and then wait,
throw my name
because we're having a conversation. Okay, anybody knows Marty Biron? And then they'd wait to get an answer. And if they got an answer, "Oh yeah, I ran into him at the restaurant yesterday," or whatever. "Oh yeah, I ran into him 2 weeks ago in Tampa, and man, we had a great time. Like we hung out. I went back to his hotel room." All lies, just to try to fish out information out there. So there is situations that have been really, really troubling to players, to other wives, to children. So many more situations that I don't even know, but this to me tops it all.
Well,
tops
you know what?
It all. This type of harassment.
This is very troubling, and like you said before, this type of stuff has happened on other teams in the past. But another thing that we have to look at is the Ottawa Senators organization in general. You have Randy Lee, one of their assistant GMs that got charged last week at the at the combine. He was trying to figure those issues out. He's not going to be able to attend all of the draft, the NHL draft. You have Daniel Alfredson coming out saying that they publicly saying that they need basically a new owner.
Yep.
I mean, this is like probably
their
most
chairman. Their chairman CEO resigned after less than a year, and Melnyk decided not to replace him and just overtake. And really, like anything that's happened with the Ottawa Senators last season, is nowhere in comparison to what is going on right now. They are small peanuts. Melnyk said, "We'll move the team." Hey. It happens. Owners have said that before, that an assistant general manager or of a team official gets in trouble with the law. It's happened before. But the human side of this accusation, allegation from the Karlsson towards the Hoffmans, I mean, it is, to me, that is bottom of everything.
Instigators, Andrew Peters, Craig Revey, and Marty Biron here on Wednesday. Jeremy Roenick going to join us at 10:30. I really look forward to hearing what he has to say. And Nicole Hensley is going to join us at 11:30. Newest Buffalo Butte, Olympic gold medalist, too, goaltender.
A goalie.
You must like that, eh, Marty? Goalie, going to have a goalie on the
goalie,
show.
Goalie love.
But let's look at this from both sides. What if it's true?
If it's true, you have a very, very bad situation because, like Bob McKenzie says, you can't win. What, do you keep Carlson and all of a sudden have to boot Hoffman out of there? Because really,
how do you keep Hoffman? That's the whole question.
You can't. So you have to beat Hoffman.
But then, what if Hoffman didn't know that his fiance was doing?
Oh,
what?
Come on. Then he has to dump her.
Let me ask you this.
Then he has to dump her. I mean, you don't. First of all, he needs to dump her anyway. But all I'm saying is,
and I'm saying this lightly.
True or not true? If I'm Hoffman, you don't want to be with her. That's always going to be carried around because he's not going to be out of the league next year. So.
Please tell me what team in this league is going to take on Mike Hoffman with that baggage.
Well, that's what I mean. If Hoffman breaks up with her, do you sign her?
Well, there is no way.
Completely different.
There's no way he had zero knowledge of it. Okay, because
I agree with that.
This situation was brought up in March. Hey, listen, your girl is all over my wife with this baloney stuff.
Yeah, but this started back in November, Marty.
Yeah, but then Mike goes to his fiance and says, hey, Carlson came up to me today. Let's see, Mike Hoffman has no knowledge of it. Carlson came up to me today and said, this is going on, whatever. Ah, no, that's not true. That's not me or whatever. Don't you think your antennas are up a little bit at that point and you're starting to like look for hints or whatever? How are they interacting in the wives' rooms when they're at the game together? If there's tension and fighting, it's not just
Marty,
online. It's also in person.
We all know how this goes. Are there wives that get along with every single wife on the team? No. There's a lot of times, there's certain girls that don't get along. I mean, then you throw them into the lion's den. We finish the game, get undressed, and, you know, come out and go meet your wife, usually in the wives' room, they call it. Well, you know what? Sometimes there's a lot of tension in those rooms, and you can't tell me that Mike Hoffman does not know little small things leading up to this, because he might be going to dinner with another couple on the team that they're very close with. The two wives are talking, you lend an ear and say, what's going on here? I think he has a good understanding of what's going on. Does he know the extent of what his wife has done or his fiance have done with the burner accounts? Like, If that's even true, right? Because we don't know if it's true.
If it's not true,
well, that's the opposite.
Now it's
of
the
what
other
it
side.
Is true.
So now you have a massive situation where Erik Karlsson and his wife are saying, basically, screw this, I'm out. You know what? Like, we felt victimized enough that, you know, not only maybe the cyberbullying isn't true, but maybe the interaction person to person was bad enough that he's like, I'm out. And the Ottawa Senators.
I'm sure it was bad enough. Do you think that they're going to sit here and press charges against another wife on the team without having any facial dialogue back and forth?
I don't believe
these two women obviously do not like each other. And, we don't know because we're getting a fraction of what's happened through the last number of months and what the Carlsons have dealt with their newborn, loss of their child. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. And, you know, are there burner accounts? Who's sending these supposedly... thousand plus emails and text messages and everything else? You don't go and get a restraining order against another person if you have not physically, verbally had a conversation with these people face to face.
And you don't get the order of protection if the judge doesn't seem to see some proof into what is going on. Yes. Like, they don't just hand those out for the fun of it.
This isn't just done out of spite, out of cattiness. No. I mean,
talk about wives and wives. Like, the Ottawa Senators 2 years ago rallied around Craig Anderson's wife, Nicole Anderson, and her battle through cancer. And the wives got together and the team got together. And they were one game away, overtime away from going to the Stanley Cup Finals. Pittsburgh beat them in Game 7 overtime. They win the Cup. Now you look at the Ottawa Senators this year and people, fans, teams can point out to the player, to the locker room. It's way more than just the players in the locker room. It's the wives and girlfriends. It's the family. Jay Beagle after they won the cup, I believe it was Jay Beagle. He was on the ice with his wife, with his dad, with his mom, with his like friends or whatever. And they interview, CBC interviewed Jay Beagle. And then they said, you have your wife here. Here you go. And she said, let me tell you, this is the, no, that was not Jay Beagle. That was Brent Connolly. And they said, she said, this is the most welcoming group of wives that I've ever experienced. We came in, they took us in. It was the best environment I've ever been a part of. Brent Connolly's been with Tampa, Boston, now Washington. That has to have an effect on the team. The fact that Washington won the cup, the fact that the wives are saying that was the best welcoming group of wives, it has an effect on the team. You see the Ottawa Senators completely go the other way. You've seen it for years. Listen, when I grew up in the early 90s, Montreal, right? The whole, you know, Patrick Roy, and there was a ton of stories, okay, about...
You want to open that one up, Marty?
Chris Chelios. There was so many stories. There was a story Chelios was sleeping with the president's wife, and that's why he got traded to Chicago.
There's a lot okay? of stories so, coming out of Montreal with...
those are the 80s and 90s.
And there was also a ghost in the forum, too, so we got to be careful with what
that's right.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, and JR will tell you, we'll talk to Jeremy Roenick, he'll tell you he's heard a million stories, but this is probably the worst. This type of wishful comments on social media about the death of an unborn child, about the death of a mother, and all of that,
that
is
you to
way,
die.
Way,
the accusation
yeah.
of the pack pills and of, all of that stuff.
That is by far the worst I've ever seen, by far. And it's not sugarcoating that because we've seen affairs happen between other player's wife. We've seen different things happening. But this
yeah, but when you read that,
far.
Marty, when you read it the first time and you had you sent it to me last night and I read it, and honestly my original thought was this has to be a joke. This has to be a joke because these are insanely serious. And for it to get to this point, it has to be so deep and so disturbing that a player and his wife are now going to get a restraining order of harassment against another wife on the team. That is so disturbing, and I thought it was a joke. That's my original thought, okay? I said, there's no way this is going on. This is just kind of like, and we kept on saying, if it is true, though, and then you start reading some of the wives for the that used to play for the Senators coming out basically supporting
Carlson's wife.
Melinda Curry, which is Carlson's wife. That is what made me raise an eyebrow when you have wives on social media basically writing in with support of knowledge of what's going on in amongst that dressing room. You know, I mean, this is going to blow up. I mean, we have just heard
you can get
a fraction of what is going to come out. I'm going to tell you right now. They are going to
want
to try
teams.
And keep this quiet, but this is going to blow up. He's one of the biggest faces in the National Hockey League, and his wife's being harassed by another star's wife. And the stuff that was said is so over the top, it's almost unbelievable.
By the way, it was a son. It was a son that they were expecting that was born, stillborn. But
Axel, I believe, is what
Axel. Yes, there is the situation where you have a night. You're had too much to drink, you're tired, you're stressed, whatever, and you'll make a comment on a picture or a post that you wish you didn't send. That one, it could happen. I'm sorry, like, you know, maybe I don't like you, but I shouldn't have done that. But a campaign of harassment, 1,000 comments, trying to get, you know, everybody to chime in, because the more you go, it is like these burner accounts, these bolts or whatever they call them. You put a comment out there, and then there's 10 people that read it that comment on it. And hopefully you get 5 people that support you, and then there's 5 more people, and it becomes like a pyramid of that campaign of harassment is uncomprehensible to know that people would have that in mind.
The okay, so played on teams where wives or girlfriends didn't get along. It actually was at times laughable in the locker room amongst the guys. Like, what's your, I guess our girls are feuding today, right? Like, but, I've never seen anything to this extent. I mean, you hear about scraps, you hear about two players, you know, having an issue with how their wives or girlfriends are handling certain things and talking. And because let's be honest, I mean, like, it can be a very catty scenario. It can be a very jealous scenario. It can be, and I believe the minors are worse. I mean, when I was in the minors, I remember girlfriends were being accused of going on chat rooms complaining about why this guy was called up and that guy was called up over this guy and that guy. I mean, so this stuff goes on in every sport. I mean, you can't put 20 men or 20 women in a room and expect them to all get along, but they have to go along.
Are we talking about the Bachelorette here?
Or? Well, we could be. I mean, like, you think about it sometimes. I mean, it's the same kind of thing in some regard. I mean, there is a lot of jealousy, you know.
There is all kinds in a professional dressing room. You have high school sweethearts. You have last Tuesday cocktail hour where you're going out. You've got stripper. You've got everything across the board that's in an NHL.
Did he just say stripper?
Well, he did say stripper.
He played in Montreal, that guy.
I'll tell you right now, absolutely. I mean, it was like...
How do they say that in French, Marty?
Danseuse.
You know, you know what I'm saying. I mean, you got guys that are bringing, you know, you have a lot of high school sweethearts.
Oh,
they've
yeah.
been together for years. They've been through the ups and downs. They've been through... the skinny, pimply-faced, junior kid, and now all of a sudden your husband playing in the NHL. You've gone through the ride and you've gone through the downs, and now you're enjoying the benefits. But there's also guys that are, you know, we're bringing in, the old yahoos, as you would call it. And not all of them are like that. I'm just saying that, you know, there's all kinds that come into the dressing room and the wives' room, and not all the wives are getting along.
We had a guy here in Buffalo, and I won't name his name. His girlfriend was a bit of a problem, and we kind of all knew it. But, like, listen, the guy loved this girl.
Look, I ended up dumping her, all right? Would you leave me alone about this?
What?
I don't know if you're talking. I'm just joking.
No. So she was mad because the player was being sent down, that she waited at the end of the game, after the night was over, and attempted to trip the general manager at the time, sneakily, like, pull out the leg and trip the guy to send a message. I mean, you see all of them.
Write his name right now. Write his name down right now.
You know who was the witness?
You?
No. Witness. Credible witness.
Who? Curtis Brown?
Rob Ray. Credible witness. Mm-hmm. And there was never any denying of the situation ever happened. But no. So I'm telling you that things happen. And even when that happened, I'm like, okay, she's nuts, like, whatever. But, oh my goodness, he's writing things down. Okay, let me see. Nope.
Oh!
You guys are 0-2.
Wow. All right.
So anyway, it happened. Listen, things happen. Like, wives get involved, girlfriends get involved, it happens. But this type of situation...
I can say it wasn't me because I never got sent down. I just got bought out.
Or sent out. But anyway. Yeah, but listen, this guy gets sent down. The girlfriend hears that, oh, my boyfriend's being sent down. They are being not fair to my boyfriend and this and that. I'm going to wait here. And then I kind of like hang out by the wall here, and there's a door, and I look and I see the GM's coming. And instead of yelling, you know, explicits to his face, I'm going to stick my leg out and pretend I didn't see him and try to trip him to embarrass him.
Oh, I know who it is.
Nope.
Ah, man.
So the guesses right now were...
pretty good guesses, though. Don't say the names. Can't say the names of who we're guessing. That's not cool.
Well, I'll say the numbers.
Get lost. Actually, both my guys wore the same number.
That's what I said. There could be a lot to be said there. There's not 9 of them like that.
Anyway. So. To make a long story short,
Yeah.
Ottawa's got a long, long summer ahead of them. Well, I'll tell you that right now.
Let's talk about that when we come back. We got to carry on this conversation. Jeremy Roenick's going to be coming up with us in just a few moments. Can't wait to hear this story. We got to get to the Capitals parade yesterday. I tweeted out, Ovi's got to be put to bed.
Suzanne Dorn.
Suzanne.
The great Blue Dini goes, hey, did Craig ever meet Suzanne Dorn? Mrs. Rogers Dorn. Roger Dorn. That's awesome.
Suzanne Dorn.
Great tweet. Love it.
I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Suzanne Dorn, you know, from Major League, that is, right?
Yes, Major League.
Roger Dorn. Wild thing. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. What does this mean for the value of these players to be traded? That's an interesting case too. Dreger mentioned a couple weeks ago Hoffman was on the market. Now what does this do for a trade value to the Ottawa Senators? When we come back, the great and always very opinionated and honest Jeremy Roenick. So stick around if you want to hear some great talk about this. Coming up, JR.
We're back with more of The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
All right, welcome back. Man, I don't know where... it's still shocking to me what came out yesterday. The news out of Ottawa, Erik Karlsson's wife and Mike Hoffman's fiance, and the alleged harassment and what do they call it? Order of protection as Marty dabs his forehead over there. If you want to check us out on Twitter, go to @TheInstigators. He's @CraigRevay52, @MartyBuron43, and I'm @BesideCraig. And I just tweeted out a picture of Marty's forehead for Dan Dunleavy. He was requesting one. So, Dan, if you're listening, you're welcome. And Jeremy Roenick going to join us in a little bit. Did I zoom in enough?
Yeah, that's perfect.
I zoomed in just enough to see the angle of which
it is deep.
The corner penetrated your head.
Look. It is unbelievable how it shows the angle in the corner of the desk.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go head on. I went a little sideways.
Unbelievable.
Jeremy Roenick is just about ready to join us here. Actually, no, he's not just about ready to join us. He is joining us. And JR, man, let's just get right to it. Some big news out of Ottawa.
Big news? How about disturbing news?
Yes.
That's a better word.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. I think this is the worst. I've ever seen or heard of spousal or girlfriend interference into a a player's livelihood, and I don't get it. So this to me, somebody's got to go. It's Mike Hoffman's going to go or Erik Karlsson's going to go. It sounds like Erik Karlsson wants out, so that he might be the guy to leave, but.
How do you keep Hoffman around?
I don't know about you guys. But if I'm Mike Hoffman and this is my girlfriend, I'm the most single person. I'm the most single eligible bachelor in all of Ottawa as of right now.
I never would have come to the defense.
No, listen, they're getting engaged, they're getting married, maybe he didn't know, maybe he knew, maybe he loves her. I don't know. But if they have to get rid of Erik Karlsson because of the allegations, how does the fans in Ottawa who have one of the best hockey player in the world support Mike Hoffman, even amongst the allegation, even if they were found to be false or through in the end? Like, if Erik Karlsson goes, Mike Hoffman's got to go too.
Dude, just when you think, that's a great point, Marty. I mean, absolutely 100%, because the fans are going to have animosity towards Mike Hoffman. And the fans would be mad that Erik Karlsson's gone. Like, if this team didn't have enough problems to have to worry about, they have to worry about wives and girlfriends. I mean, and you guys know, that's the biggest faux pas, no-no aspect of a professional athlete's life. They need, to be there to support, to do things in the charity aspect with the guys, and do all the things that, that we need our spouses to help us with and to support us with, not be battling with the captain's wives or have any kind of animosity towards another teammate's wife or player. I mean, this is a nightmare for the Ottawa Senators.
No, and JR, let me ask you this. I mean, you've been on many different teams, like a few different organizations, and I think it goes unnoticed a lot of time how much wives and the surrounding group and the families are a part of this of a team and the makeup of a team, where 2 years ago Ottawa was a family around Nicole Anderson and last year crumbles to the ground. How do you think, you know, the rest of the league now is going to be looking at that situation and try to help their wives and girlfriends moving forward?
Well, I think it definitely has to become a talking point. And listen, Erik Karlsson and his wife just went through a stillborn.
Yeah.
They went through an absolute tragedy in their life. And to have this come about afterwards it's got to be one of the most disrespectful things that I've heard in a long time. And, I mean, there's got to be some kind of truth to it, or else it wouldn't be this powerful. So that being said, teams have got to protect their players. They have to protect the players' families and make sure that there is a protocol in terms of behavior.
Well, apparently, JR, Ottawa Senators have known about this since the end of March, April. They've known about these allegations. And, you know, my thought and my question for you is, let's just say that Erik Karlsson is looking to be moved. He wants a fresh beginning. There's no way you can possibly, keep Mike Hoffman. But my question is, what team out there is going to want him if he's still with his fiance?
It becomes... Listen, and as much as we don't want to say it, it becomes part of the whole negotiation contract, right? It comes a part of all the deciphering of whether you want a player or not. And as much as we want to make sure that our significant others are part of the deal, because they are part of the deal, there will be teams that are going to pass on Mike Hoffman because they're afraid of what. You know, the other half is going to be in terms of getting along with everybody else.
How?
It's just it's a natural thing. You guys know we've been in the rooms before. We've heard squabbles and disagreements between spouses on carnival stuff or charity stuff and all that stuff. And it's a pain in our ass every day. It's something that we don't need to think about or need to have bother us when we have to go out and play a game for millions of dollars in front of millions of people.
How do you handle this situation now as a player or as a coach? Let's say you're Mark Stone or you're Craig Anderson or you're Guy Boucher, the coach of the Ottawa Senators. How do you moving forward, handle this situation? And do you have to have maybe a meeting now, or do you have to just wait until training camp?
Well, what's a meeting going to do? Is it one of those situations where listen, the ball has been dropped. Like, is this something that's just going to heal, or is this something that causes a long-lasting mentality or an epidemic?
Here's the other thing to add to that. Come on, do you not think that every single guy on this team knows that there's a feud with these two women?
Oh, absolutely.
This is not something where all of a sudden drop the ball.
This is drama. This is a 1 o'clock. Television show.
Right, it's a soap opera.
On national television.
The Senators were that before this.
Correct. So if I'm the owner, if I'm the GM, if I'm the coach, I'm doing everything I can to get rid of this cancer. 100%. And Mike Hoffman's a good hockey player. And
so you're saying that the Sabres should be offering buying low right now?
Hey, listen, if I were the Sabres, I would offer Mike Hoffman a great contract as long as his girlfriend doesn't come with him.
Jeremy Roenick joining us on the line with the Instigators here. Marty's in studio, WGR Sports Radio 550 and MSG. I don't even want to ask. Like, we don't even want to talk about things that we've seen in our days playing. But, I mean, I guess, like, what does it do, JR? I mean, do teams want a guy like Hoffman? I mean, like, are we going to see this guy moved? I mean, he can't be, like, he can't be banished from the league for this, can he?
No, he can't. But he can be politically ostracized. And I say ostracized by maybe not publicly, but behind the scenes. You know, GMs are going to talk, players are going to talk, wives are going to talk. And it's because, listen, it's a cancer. And that's why a lot of teams, at least that I've been on, have made sure that the significant others of all the players are happy, are well taken care of, are getting along, because people have no idea what kind of effect and impact it is on a player when they go home after losing or having a bad game or something, and then having to listen to their significant other complain that they had an argument in the wives' room, or they weren't treated well by another player's wife. And it's such a huge distraction that, you know, it's just not needed. And it's one thing that the National Hockey League definitely turns a very, very, very hard eye to, and they worry about, but they don't. I don't think that they focus on it enough, because you guys know as well as I do, Riv, Marty, Petey, the last thing you want and I want is to come home and listen to our wives bitch about something after we just lost, or complain about something, and it ruins our day, it ruins our mood, and we think about it for a long time. And I know it's hard, but, you know, this is a cancer, and it's a cancer that once it starts, it's really hard to stop. And yep. Mike Hoffman's got, and I don't know who's at fault here, whether it's Mike Hoffman's girl or it's Erik Karlsson's girl. We're not laying blame, but the fact is there, it's so hard to hear.
No, I was just saying, like, and they're different situation, obviously, but we've just talked the other day about Slava Voynov's situation. I mean, this was domestic violence, and it is a unacceptable. Anybody that has to deal with domestic violence, but cyberbullying and wishful death threats on social media borderlines not the physical abuse, but the mental abuse. And we talk so much about mental health, and nobody wants Slava Voynov in the National Hockey League. Unless Mike Hoffman had absolutely no knowledge of this going on, do you think you talked about cancerous situation in locker rooms, but do you think we could have Mike Hoffman be in the same situation as Slava Voynov in regarded around the league?
Great point.
It's a great point. And I think mentalities have changed, Marty.
Yeah.
I think in today's world, and with what we understand today and what we accept today, I don't think a Voynov can be accepted knowing that he treats a woman the way that he did. I know I couldn't.
Yeah.
Never in a million years would I ever even think of raising a hand or physically assaulting a female ever. And I don't know if I can respect a man in my life that does. Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Roenick joining us on the line on the Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550 and MSG. So let's ask you this. I think a lot of this, what we're talking about, speaks to how players over the years, you know, handle each other in the locker room. Because, you know, like, I don't think people really understand, you know, you put 20 different personalities or 25 different personalities into a locker room. The wives are no different. You know, they have to try to go along and get along the same way as the players do in the locker room for the best interest of the team. Because we're all there for one goal, right? Is that fair to say?
Yes, it is. But I think it's easier for us players in the locker room to hash out differences. and to put things behind us in the locker room than it does outside the locker room with maybe feelings or emotions that are a little harder to deal with. I mean, let's not beat around the bush. There's no question that women are very, very passionate, and they're very emotional, and they take things way more literally than us men. I know for me, that's the case. And when you're in the locker room, you understand that that's a family, and sometimes you're going to have those things. But when it comes outside the locker room, it becomes more of an attack, right?
Yeah.
It does. And, you know, that's where do you draw the fine line?
Jeremy Roenick joining us online. You talk about attack. You know who's been on a full-on attack with the bottle has been Ovi. JR?
Very, very well said. Ovi, Carlson, TJ Oshie. I mean, if this isn't the most epic Stanley Cup celebration of all time, then I can't remember seeing videos of you know, guys swimming in fountains and taking pictures with the president's daughter, and you know, just the amazing amount of alcohol being consumed.
JR, can you double barrel like Coronas like TJ Oshie did the other day?
Not in a million years.
What?
Nope.
I could triple barrel those bad boys back in the day.
Yep.
Listen. I can chuck a glass of vodka in you know in 3.0 seconds, but I can't. You know, as soon as you get those 16 ounces going down, I'm on gag reflex time.
If you went on the Jimmy Fallon show, what would be like your approach? Because Ovi was nice and relaxed and just kind of like the cool dude. Holby was a little bit more like into it. What would be Jeremy Roenick's approach to be on the Jimmy Fallon show?
Wow, I would have got a, you know, those little baby swimming pools.
Oh yeah,
I would have had a baby swimming pool full of Jello shots, and we would have body slammed and did a belly flop into one of those, and we wouldn't have left until every single Jello shot was done.
You're like Blue Pulaski in old school, right in the mini pool there.
Right in the mini pool, there'd be a mini pool of Jello shots, and it would be
yeah. But the only difference was Blue was diving into a pool of Astroglide.
It was Jay White.
Wait, KY
Jelly. KY Jelly.
Hey, listen. I don't know if you guys have a website right now, but you have to go define Astroglide to half of your listeners right now, because all of us in the National Hockey League know what Astroglide is.
It helps them. You put it on the puck, it helps it slide better on rough ice.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm a really go really deep on you. Astroglide and hand towels. It's like that's the crazy thing that everybody knows about in National Hockey League.
JR joining us. Let me ask you this: Are you okay with Ovi's act? Are you, you know, I mean, where are you at with the act?
Listen, I think that they're. Do I think they're taking it a little bit too far? I do. I think there's a lot of people watching, and I think there's, you know, there are kids watching. And I think you got to be very careful about the words that are coming out of their mouths and the consumption of alcohol that's being, you know, seen. I agree with the celebration, but if I was Ted Leonis right now, I'd say, hey, boys, I love that you're celebrating and having fun. But let's remember there's millions of people watching us and that are being influenced by our celebration.
Looks like they've been given the green light.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Like, when you look at Ovi, obviously he's shown that he's quite over the top. He's leading the charge. All the boys behind him are taken to it. But you look at the guys that have won in the past. You look at Pittsburgh Penguins in 17, Pittsburgh Penguins in 16. You got Chicago Blackhawks 15, L.A. in 14, Chicago in 13, L.A. in 12. Then you're back to Boston, Chicago, Pittsburgh. I mean, it's been the same teams winning. And who are they led by? Jonathan Toews could be one of the most boring guys in the National Hockey League, along with, Sid the Kid. I mean, and Anse Kopitar
or Bergeron.
Anse Kopitar, Brown, I mean, I look at the guys that are leading the charge. It's a little bit more, it's a little bit, I would say, more calm.
But we knew that, right? We knew that about Ovi. We knew Ovi was a partier. We knew Ovi, you know, when he went through his crazy days, he was out drinking vodka with Vladimir Putin and doing all this stuff and running the nightclubs in Moscow. We knew it. So we expected this from him. Now, is he taking it to another level? 100%. And hopefully he hits a wall here soon and, you know, tones it back a little bit. But listen, it's the first Stanley Cup in franchise history. Everybody's been waiting for Ovi to win one. You know, let's give him his due right now. Let him go at it, because when he wins his next one, he's gonna be drinking Red Bulls instead of Steelers, right?
Yeah, it's been actually kind of refreshing to see, because, like I said, all the kind of boring captains over the years, even Anaheim, and then there's Carolina, Rob Brendamore, Niedermeyer. I mean, you just keep going back and back and back through time. Nicholas Lindstrom. All the captains were kind of a little bit more subdued and
Guy Carboneau.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, were you guys not inspired as much as I was by watching Ovi pick up that cup?
Oh yeah.
Yes, I thought it was outstanding.
Like the fact that he took that Conn Smythe Trophy, he picked it up, he took it right to the bench. He could give two craps about that trophy. And let me tell you something. I went on the ice after the game to do interviews. That Conn Smythe Trophy was sitting on the bench, okay, without anybody near it. Nobody cared about that Conn Smythe Trophy. Ovi, everybody else, it was all about that Stanley Cup. It was an amazing scene. That trophy, the Conn Smythe, sat on the bench without anybody watching it, with no security and no care that it was even a trophy. And that shows you how excited Ovi was and the rest of the team was about winning that Stanley Cup.
Sent out a tweet the other day. I said 0% chance Washington repeats, because Ovi's going to be canned until Labor Day.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron Ward had a good tweet out. And
yep, I left
think
the word out before can JR, but he's going to be canned. What?
We need to have a poll right now. What is going to be Ovi's weight?
Over under 250.
Not even over under. I mean, I want specific number of what you think he's going to be. He's 200 and...
He's 240 at camp. 242.
He's gonna be over 250. There is absolutely no question.
Aaron Ward's comment, JR, was like, Ovi will really come to training camp to train, just like the good old days. It's not going to be a summer of training, that's for sure.
Hey, but listen. Aaron Ward is an idiot. Oh. Aaron Ward is an idiot. I don't care what Aaron Ward says. Nobody listens to what Aaron Ward says anyway.
Well, let's leave
Jeremy
it at that.
Roenick, you are the man. We will talk. Do we get to talk to you next Wednesday?
No. I unfortunately will be in Singapore.
Nice.
So, you know, actually, you know what? If you guys can figure out the time, you can call me. I just don't know what the time is going to be when I'm in Singapore. So figure out the time, and I will make time to talk to you guys from Singapore. I think it'll be fun.
Awesome. That would be amazing.
Wow.
JR?
Hey,
I'm staying at the same hotel as Kim Jong-un did. I just hope his toilet's gone by the time I get there.
Well, you better bring your own, too, because you never know who's going to be searching through JR's stool.
That's true. We've seen, exactly.
All right, JR, yeah. Thanks for your time, man. Enjoy Singapore. We'll talk to you maybe next week.
All right, you guys are the best.
All right, we'll see you later. All right, that's Jeremy Roenick. Every Wednesday here on The Instigators, we went everywhere from Carlson Hoffman's wife to Stanley Cup to Singapore to Blue and KY Jelly Tub. And what movie was that, Marty?
What? Old School.
Old School. Old School. All right.
You're my boy, Blue.
You're my boy, Blue. When
Ring
we come back.
Ring the bell, you pansy. That's what he says, right?
Daily Dose of Darlene. And there was a very special guest on WGR today that we've been trying to get for quite some time. But we've been denied at the door. Our boy Marty here has got some explaining to do.
Absolutely,
WGR 550 MSG.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.